Jeroboam, son of Nebat, maintained the idolatrous form of worship he had established in the northern kingdom when he set up the two golden calves he had made in the shrines of Bethel and Dan. At that time, Abijah, son of Jeroboam, became ill. Jeroboam told his wife to dress as one of the common people so as not to be recognized and to go to the prophet Ahijah in Shiloh. Ahijah was the one who had told Jeroboam that he would be king over the 10 tribes of Israel. Ahijah was very old, and he could no longer see. But the Lord told him that Jeroboam's wife was coming to ask about her son, because the boy was ill. So when the prophet heard the sound of her footsteps at the door, he called out, "Come in, wife of Jeroboam. Why this pretense? I have bad news for you. This is what the Lord says to Jeroboam. I raised you up and made you a leader over my people Israel. I tore the kingdom away from the house of David and gave it to you, but you have done more evil than all who lived before you. You have made other gods, idols of metal, and you have thrust me behind your back. Because of this, I am going to bring disaster on your family. The boy will die. All Israel will mourn him, and he will be buried, but he is the only one belonging to Jeroboam who will be buried. All the other men of his house will either die in the city and be eaten by dogs, or die in the country and be food for the birds of the air. The Lord will raise up a king over Israel who will destroy the family of Jeroboam. The day will also come when Israel will be uprooted from the good land the Lord gave them, and they will be scattered beyond the Euphrates, because of the sins of Jeroboam that he has caused Israel to commit. Now go," said the old prophet to Jeroboam's wife. "When you set foot in your city, the boy will die." Jeroboam's wife got up and went home. As soon as she stepped over the threshold of the house, the boy died, and all Israel mourned him, as the Lord had said through the prophet Ahijah. Some years later, in the 18th year of the reign of Jeroboam, Abijah, son of Rehoboam, became king of Judah. Like his father Rehoboam, Abijah did not accept the division of the country and went to war with Jeroboam. Abijah went to fight with a force of 400,000 fighting men, while Jeroboam drew up a battle line of 800,000 troops. Before they joined battle, Abijah climbed a hill from where he could be seen and heard by Jeroboam's army. He cried out to them that God had given the kingship of Israel to David and his descendants, and that Jeroboam was nothing more than a rebel. He reminded the men of Jeroboam's vast army that they had forsaken the God of Israel to worship worthless idols, and they had driven out the priests of the Lord, the sons of Aaron, and all the Levites, and had made priests of their own. "As for us," he said, "the Lord is our God, and we have not forsaken him, and the priests are sons of Aaron, who carry out the requirements of the Lord our God. They are here with their trumpets, and will sound the battle cry against you." "Men of Israel," shouted Abijah, "do not fight against the Lord, the God of your fathers, for you will not succeed." While Abijah was addressing the men of Israel, Jeroboam sent troops round to the rear to set an ambush behind the men of Judah. Jeroboam's army was twice the size of Abijah's, so when the men of Judah saw they were being attacked at both front and rear, they were very afraid and cried out to the Lord. The priests blew their trumpets, and the men of Judah raised the battle cry. Then God routed Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah, and God delivered the Israelites into their hands. Abijah and his men inflicted heavy losses on the Israelites as they fled. They pursued Jeroboam and took from him Bethel and two other towns with their villages. The men of Judah were victorious that day because they relied on the Lord, the God of their fathers. But Abijah was not fully devoted to the Lord his God, and he committed the sins his father Rehoboam had done before him. He only reigned for 3 years. Then he rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of David, and Asa, his son, succeeded him as king. As for Jeroboam, his reign lasted 22 years, then he died, and Nadab, his son, became king over Israel. Next episode, Asa, king of Judah.